Three, two, one.
Who's the best show here? Tech Show! Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Good, that's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
That's how I got hired at Chippendales.
Making it for young in the kitchen. Sushi.
It's a little thing, Tech Show, and that's fact. If you don't like gas, you can get up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies, that'll link it bad. But the stream is good to make the DLNTS.O. And I see Joe's Linux.net. Pound Tech Show. Just sit right there, put together, just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 974 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Alan.
Hello, and the intro is still terrible now.
I know. I need to get... I got to figure out a better audio device. We have Pat.
How's it going, man?
It's going. And, the one I have is I don't know. We have Joe.
Hello. I am here.
Yeah, so... I you know what?
Sounds this, like it's this, overdriving almost or something.
Yeah, maybe I have it, the levels up too high on it. I don't know. This is the since the audio it was working pretty well for a while, and then the laptop died, and I've gone through two different devices now, and the common thing here is the laptop that's outputting. Although I would think that it used to be fine, so it's got to be the new system, and I don't know. I had to play around with it. It's very temperamental, but be that as it may, such joy. New kernel this week, huh?
Yeah.
Wait. You showed up. We didn't even notice that you popped in. How you doing, Joel?
Doing well.
What'd you have for dinner?
McDonald's.
What was it?
Ooh.
Just a two cheeseburger one.
Oh!
I didn't get it.
Who did not. It? I don't know. Some dude.
But was it Uber Eats?
Oh, Grubhub.
Oh, look at that. It's all over the board.
I was going to say, I think we all won.
I will be brutally honest, just because I thought I was curious. I tried to get the adult Happy Meal, which is just... Those things are creepy, man.
Did you get it? Or no?
No, they're already sold out.
Really?
Yep. Damn. Because apparently, now, we all must be too damn old to know what cactus plant flea market is, but...
Yeah, no shit. When they said adult Happy Meal, I was like, oh, okay. And then they said cactus plant flea market. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Right? I mean, you know, and all the figures have four freaking eyes, which apparently that is a thing with them.
See, and that's exactly what I thought myself. I was like, oh, an adult kids, you know, adult Happy Meal, a little bit of nostalgia. Okay, that's pretty neat. But then, like, cactus plants? What is it? Cactus what?
Cactus plant flea market. It's apparently, like it's like one of those brands. It's like Superior is a brand, you know, which, okay.
You know what they should have done? They could have just put in, like one of the vintage toys. They could have had
a regular figure of Grimace,
the Hamburglar or something, you know.
Yes,
they could have had one of those little zip cars with the
right.
Yeah, you know, you pull the cord and it goes. That would have been awesome. Like cactus plant flea market. What the hell? Who cares? I feel like that's way out of like who they're targeting. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, I think it's a brilliant idea. That's like, now I have to look and see if it's actually real, but I think I saw a thing where they are bringing the Halloween trick or treat buckets out for the kids that they used to. Remember those?
The plastic ones?
Yeah, the ghost and the skeleton. And the there was a ghost, a witch, a pumpkin, and I don't know what the other one was. Oh, a witch maybe. But those make sense. Put the adult stuff in those too. You know, put me a Big Mac instead of a cheeseburger in there. But yeah, it's usually when I eat there, I pick the two cheeseburger one. It's actually, well, not the I'll agree, not the best for you. It's better than a lot of the other stuff on the menu, you know. But and it's nice and simple and. Yeah, quick. Normally I would have probably made chili, but I'm going to probably do that tomorrow. See, tonight after work I had to go over to church and do some pictures and stuff, but again, I'm done doing that for a little while. But so and I need to get back at eating like we've been doing chili and I love it. I'll make my cornbread in my lodge cast iron. In fact, I actually got to go clean it because the night before we had breakfast for dinner. You ever do that? Just breakfast for dinner?
All the time. You didn't clean,
you all the time, yeah.
Clean your pan for over 24 hours?
It's okay. It's fine. It's cast iron, man. You don't wash it. I mean, you really don't wash it with soap and water anyway. So,
but I don't let food laying in it either.
Yeah, there wasn't any food laying in it. It's just little bits, you know. So, no biggie.
I made chili on Monday. Had it on Tuesday and today.
Now I have enough meat, and I'm probably going to try it maybe next week. But there's a thing called over-the-top chili. Definitely a thing in the Pit Boss groups, where basically you put all the fixing, like the tomatoes and onions, and you know, you saute your onions ahead of time, all right? But you put all those in like a oven safe pot, like a cast iron pot or something like that, and then you put a grid over top of that, and you have your meat in a ball, on your ground beef in a ball on top of that, and then you smoke the whole thing. So basically, you smoke the meat and you cook the meat until it's cooked. You put the temperature probe in it and cook it until it's cooked all the way through. And that gives the meat a little bit of a smoky flavor. And then you drop that meatball, that big 2-pound meatball, in my case, because I always make two pounds of meat is what I always use. But you break that up in the pot after it's done cooking, and then you cook it for like another 15 to 20 minutes altogether. So that could make an interesting tasting chili. With the smoked meat in there.
Why a meatball? Why not just...
You can just...
spread it out, and therefore... Yeah.
A lot of people do that. Yeah. The biggest reason for making it a meatball is you want to make it shaped so that when the fat and stuff drips off of it, it drips into the pot instead of into the grill. You know, so because if it goes into the grill, that's going to flame up, and you don't want that. So...
But you have it laying just right on the grates?
Yeah, right on the grate, which is the grate, and the grate is laying on top of the pot. So the meat grease and stuff in the flavor.
No, okay, I wasn't thinking
that
you would just spread it out over top of the fire. I mean, coals.
Or whatever,
wood or whatever,
right.
Yeah.
Or the grates or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm expecting you probably have does yours have a water pan in it?
It doesn't. I could just put one in, and if I wanted to, but
I was curious whether it did. And now is yours? So is it offset or is it?
Mine is really a grill because Pit Boss makes grills and smokers.
Okay,
but you can smoke with the grill.
Right.
In fact, one of the other things I'll need to do before that is I need to get a propane blowtorch. So that I can light the smoke tube, because the smoke mode only is about only really produces smoke right about 180 degrees, and that's going to be too low to cook the beef. So if I get the smoke tube going, it basically, all it is a mesh tube that you put the pellets in, the extra pellets in, and then you light that and blow it out, and it'll just make smoke for a couple hours at least. So that'll get more than enough flavor into the meat while it's cooking. So, but one of these days I might pick up one of their vertical smokers. I'm pretty sure they I don't know if they have water pans in them or not, but I would like to get that mostly because I'd like to try some other things. Like one of the things they do is they'll take like a chub of like regular bologna and smoke that, which I don't know how that would taste. I guess a lot of people think it's good. Or they'll take that chub of bologna and chop it up and make what they call poor man's burnt ends. So basically, mix it with some, I think, barbecue sauce and stuff and put it in a pan. But this week, though, I did some smoked Chex Mix, which, you know, as always, comes out fantastic.
How long does that take to make?
That takes longer because I usually do it on the smoke mode, and that doesn't really matter too much for Chex Mix because you only usually bake it at 250, which the grill can do, but because I don't have the, you know, could not get the smoke tube rolling with my the only thing I have to light the smoke tube right now at this point is one of those little creme brulee butane torches, and I can't get it hot enough to light the whole tube. So I do it probably about 2 hours stirring it.
How big is the tube you're trying to light? Is it using pellets?
Yes.
Once you get some of them lit, the rest of them will just catch along with it.
Right. Well, you got it. Yeah, you got to get it lit in more than one place, though. Because what usually happens for me is I'll get it lit like on the end, and then that will start to smoke. But then once that's smoked out, the rest of the tube hasn't caught yet. So you got to catch the whole tube before it really gets going.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know. Yeah, live and learn. Yeah, I would not say I've perfected using my Pit Boss yet. I mean, certain things, like I did do burgers the other night, and I smoked them. You know, normally when you grill a burger, what takes maybe 20 minutes at most, right? But for the burgers, I put it on smoke mode for an hour. If you like it more well done, you can do like an hour and a half. And then you open up the sear plate and sear it on both sides for 2 minutes. And then you can put your cheese on, let it melt. And those came out pretty tasty. Lots of smoke flavor, even without the smoke tube really working for me. But yeah, it took a little longer, but, you know. The whole smoke phase, you didn't have to flip the burgers at all. You just turn it on and let go. So, and there were the Wahlburger patties, which I can get here locally. But, so I enjoy the heck out of that thing. Yeah, it's a great grill. I love my Pit Boss.
I'm just looking at them now on here.
Yep. I'm still trying to figure this out, but some Walmarts, you can get a steal of a deal. Like, you can get a $400 or $500 grill for $150, you know, and I never am that lucky. You know, because they'll clearance them out that cheap. And, you know, I think what the problem is in this area, they really are popular. You know, they're like, Pit Boss is kind of, I don't want to call them the Walmart brand, the Walmart version of a Traeger, But kind of is, because Walmart sells them. But so does Lowe's, and so does a lot of other places. And they're probably one of the more expensive grills or smokers that you can get at a Walmart. Because it has Wi-Fi built into it.
Are you forced to using special pellets for it, or you just get any pellets?
Any pellets I've used. The only ones I haven't tried is Kingsford makes charcoal pellets, which I don't know. I prefer the wood flavoring.
I was gonna say if you're designed that may be screwing up the burn.
Yeah.
If you're designed to burn wood, because I know that my wood stove downstairs, my pellet stove downstairs that I heat with. Take just about anything. I can use corn in a damn thing, but I have to set it up for different profiles to do that.
Yep. And a lot of those ones, Alan, have you can use cherry pits in it too.
Yeah. It pretty much, like I said, there's a setting for a bunch of different ones in there.
Yep.
But I was sort of laughing because I was in Lowe's one time or Home Depot, I don't remember which, looking at them, and they were selling 10 pounds of pellets for like $30. I'm like, I spend $5 or $6.
That's expensive.
I buy 40 pounds for like $5 or $6 when I buy them by the bag.
Yeah, I don't go that cheap, but I surely don't buy it in 10 pound bags because that's not enough.
Well, I'm just saying what they had there, but like I said, you can go to a wood heat store, of place, and buy individual bags. There's really like unless it's like a flavored pellet,
right?
There's no difference.
It's
just compressed sawdust.
Right. Yeah. Essentially, it's really what it is. But I'll have to look at that at one of those kind of places, or maybe there is a feed store down in South Bloomfield, not far from here.
Yeah,
they might have it.
Those are places. Most of those places have pellets and stuff. Some of them only sell the place closest to me only sells by the ton. That's because they had issues with help, and their building that they're in is like three different places. And I guess one of the places decided that they were going to take over most of it.
Yep.
So now they don't. They don't have places to put. Put their stuff.
I've used Traeger brand. I've used Pit Boss. I've used. I forget what the brand that Sam's Club has. Theirs is decently priced. It's like for 40 pounds. It's about $15. So. Mm. Which is not horrible.
Yeah, I was going to say check out a place that sells wood heat or something like that,
right?
A wood stove place, because you'll probably get them for a whole lot cheaper.
It just depends on what kind of wood they're made out of.
Most of them are just
hardwoods.
Yeah, the hard. Well, you can get the hardwood and softwood pellets.
Okay.
You have to specify which ones you want. The only difference being the softwood ones tend to burn faster than the hardwood.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want something like I don't think I'd want to flavor meat with smoke from a pine. That probably wouldn't taste too good. But like hickory, my favorite's hickory.
You probably want to go with a hardwood, but you won't.
Right.
They won't say what kind of hardwood.
Right. But I usually go with a hickory. Or the kind of pickup at Sam's Club is called the competition blend, so it's more than one wood. And it depends. You can get them made out of mesquite, hickory, applewood, I've heard, works well for certain things. Like I'd probably – like applewood is probably be something I would put in if I wanted to do like a ham, like a second smoke on a ham, just – do my Christmas ham in the Pit Boss or something instead of the oven.
Well, you can probably mix them too.
Yeah.
Buy your fancy ones and then go buy the cheap stuff and just mix them together.
One thing I will not do is just keep them in the bag, because if they get moisture, they tend to jam in the auger, which is not a good thing.
I bought some El Cheapos at the end of the year from Home Depot about 4 years ago. And even though they burn normally, my stove detests them. It'll just chew them up into nothing. They burn, but there's like, you know, the auger just turns them into sawdust.
Right.
Basically, and then I'm, you know, all of a sudden you'd be like, you know, why is there no heat coming out? And you look go over there and you can hear it, but there's nothing coming out. And then I have a little plastic thing that has like barbs on the side of it. It's designed for getting hair out of your sink trap. But that works really well to get up there and pull, because even with the good pellets, you know, a couple times a year, it'll just, you know, the sawdust just builds up, because even good pellets will turn into sawdust, you know, if it gets hit the wrong way with the auger. So you have to like stick something up there and boom, you know, a couple handfuls of pellets fall out.
Well, what I do need to find for it though is I don't have, they make insulation blankets for it because it basically. Like, here's a good example is after I was finished cooking, I think I did that Sunday, I think, I wanted to turn the temp up so that it burned off all, like, you know, I had little bits of cheese on the grates and stuff. I just wanted to burn that off, you know. And it just took forever to get to the temp. In fact, it never did get to it the first time I tried to do it because it actually ran out of pellets, so I had to refill the bin, and I could never get it up to the temp. So I think part of it is just with the lower temps, like, you know, this is about the 40s and 50s at that point. It has trouble holding the heat in, so it just burns and burns and burns and doesn't raise the temperature up to where I want it for the burn off. Normal cooks, I don't have it anywhere near that high. So, but unless I'm trying to do, like, if I'm just trying to do some quick burgers and I don't really care too much whether I get any smoke flavor in it, I just want them cooked, you know? which is, you know, when I'm trying to do a quick meal, then I will probably set up between 350 and 400 and just go, you know?
Need to buy the one that has the 80 pound hopper on it.
Yeah.
And you won't have to worry about it.
For a while, yeah. But I do, like I said, I want to get one.
Actually, for heat for me, that's 80 pounds is 2 days. That's really, really cold.
Yep. But yeah, I love the thing for grilling. I mean, it's, you know, I've had a lick of problem with it. I keep seeing people who on the groups, they'll post stuff, you know, like, why did it do this? Or something, you know, or like they did something stupid and they had the sear plate open when they were smoking something, so the grease all caught on fire. And so before I cook the next time, I do need to, you know, about every second or third cook, I'll completely tear out the inside. I have a wet dry shop vac. I'll suck up all the old ashes and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And just kind of make sure all the grates are great and the plates are as clean as I can make them, you know. I usually, a lot of my cooks, I don't even open the sear plate until the end when I want to put a sear on the outside. But I like it, and I've cooked anything from meat to Chex Mix. I've done on it, I've done a frozen pizza on it, that actually comes out pretty tasty. And trying to think what else I've done on it. Oh, I've smoked some cream cheese. That came out pretty good. I'd like to smoke some, just get some big old blocks of cheddar and some Swiss and smoke that. Do a cold smoke. I probably wouldn't even turn it on at that. I would just light up the smoke tube and let it go. But yeah, now I also found too, it's easier to light that if it's not fully packed. So I'll only fill it up maybe 3/4 and then kind of shake it a little bit while in the verticals to just give it a little bit of air on top of the tube. And then I can generally light it a little easier than when it's packed full of pellets. Give everything a little room to breathe.
Okay.
But I think I do need to get a propane torch. I could probably use it for other things around the house, although I wouldn't need to do it to sweat pipes or anything like that, because all my pipes are plastic, so it's all PEX in this house.
Let me see. I just got snap barbs on everything.
Yep. Yeah, it's all PEX in this house, so all, you know, my water pipes are all home run. Just like cable Ethernet is. But yeah, that's one of my favorite things to cook on. I might have to look at. I'd like to see about getting a turkey fryer, maybe for Thanksgiving. Just because I like to try that.
It's really good. It comes out excellent in the fryer.
Yep. Every time I've had it.
Make sure you're away from your house.
Oh, yeah. I'll be doing it out in the concrete. Either there or... I probably have enough room. I could probably shift it over on my pad that I got. When they built the house, they originally poured the pad for our screen room on the wrong side of the house. And when they came in and poured it in the right place, but they never tore out the other one. And I get to the pre-drywall inspection, and I asked the superintendent, says, "Can you guys just leave that? You know, save you guys a little labor so you don't have to tear it out? Because normally they would just tore it out." And they're like, "Let me check on that. I don't see why not, but let me check on that." And he did, and they let us keep it. So our air conditioner's sitting on it, and that's where my grill's stored right now. Perfect space for it. But one of these days, I should probably get a piece of rebar or something in a chain and chain it down so nobody can just pick it up and go. Right now, it's just sitting there. It'll be more important once that there's like a whole string of houses behind my house now that are fairly close to finishing. But if you walk around to the front, every one of them has an available sign on it. The year we were building ours, they could not keep houses on the market. You know, houses would go in 2 to 4 days. Now these have been for sale for months. It's amazing what a difference a year makes in the real estate market. Prices have gone up on that, all that stuff too, because of all the supply shortages.
So did you check out that Astro slide I sent you?
I looked at it, yeah.
How about you, Dan?
I did take a look at it.
Interesting?
It does look very interesting. Let me bring it back up again.
I'd have picked a different name, but...
Yeah.
Astro get your slide mind seems a little cover. Weird.
Yeah, it gives you the Astro Glide.
Well, if it's a slippery foam and you pick it up, your name will fit.
Right. It's the Astro Slide 5G Transformer, the most powerful 5G smartphone and pocket computer hybrid. It will run either Android or Linux. It's got a physical slide-out keyboard that slides from the bottom, and then like the screen will pop up, so it almost looks like a laptop. 48 megapixel camera. It'll run Android 11 or any Linux OS.
You know what I want, though? I want an ARM laptop that'll let me run straight-up Raspbian or something like that on it.
Build your own.
Yeah.
Of course, I was just looking at Pi Zero prices, and the only places I see it actually for sale and in stock is Amazon, and they want 90 bucks for it.
about the only thing I've been able to find lately in the Raspberry Pi has been like if it's in like a kit with other stuff, you know, and it's costing almost as much as buying like a NUC.
Right? Like $120, $160.
Yep. Did find
I got lucky about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago. And I got one at a Micro Center.
Yeah,
I got lucky.
I checked Micro Center local. Yeah, and they don't have anything.
I was down there spending money I really shouldn't have, and I was because I order online, so I was at the pickup thing. I just for the heck of it asked the guy. I was like, "Do you have any Raspberry Pis?" He's like, "Yeah, we just got some today." I was like, "Okay, I'll take one." Because unfortunately, you can only get one. Otherwise, I'd bought two.
Taking like five, yeah.
How much memory?
It's the 4 gig model.
Okay, that's the one.
How much were you paying? 55 or?
Yeah, I think it was 55. It was the normal price.
Oh, good.
That's amazing.
No, because I'm not too worried about it because I still got like I think 3 Raspberry Pi Zero Ws that one completely unused and then one I was using as a Pi hole but is currently not in operation. And then one that I had used for a project with a USB hub that sits on top of it. So I've got Pi Zeros sitting around. I can do stuff with those. And I had the WaveShare game hat, and my son had it, and he broke the screen on it. So I've got a 3B Plus that was in that. So, and I think I still got another, it's either a 3 or a 2 in a drawer somewhere that I'd have to find, but yeah, I've got them, so at least I don't have to try and buy one right now.
Right, if you look at rpilocator.com, it will look basically, I don't know how it's put together, but it will tell you if your favorite online company has it in stock or not.
Like nobody has them.
Nobody has them. Yeah, the only thing they do have is the RPi CM4 modules, the compute modules.
Oh well, I've also seen the Pi Picos, but
yeah, well,
I haven't found a project that I want to.
Wow. The Pi Pico is more like a Arduino.
Yeah.
So, Adafruit, Chuck Pup, Chuck Payne, he lucked into finding a 2 gig Raspberry Pi 4 for $45 from Adafruit.
Yeah.
So,
well, if you get on the Adafruit mailing list, they'll send you when they have them. But you better have seen your email and responded immediately. Otherwise, you're going to get them.
Yep.
Because I've done that a couple times. And I see my email and I'm like, okay, let me get it in just a moment. And I've lost every time.
Okay. So, yeah, yes. I found a Raspberry Pi model B plus V 1.2.
Mm-hmm. And even the Pi 400s are starting to get harder to come by.
Yeah, I still want to get one of those. Either.
Yeah, I still want to get one.
It actually is really nice.
Yeah, I mean, I have the keyboard it's based on. I have the straight up Raspberry Pi keyboard, and I like it. It's a nice little keyboard.
Yeah, I have one of those. But the 400, I mean, I'm actually running the KDE. Overlay on top of it. It actually works really good. I clocked it up to 2.2. Well, it's 2.1 something or another, but it registers as 2.2. And it works pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, it's actually usable like that.
I think part of the problem with them, besides the supply issues, is that there are a lot of companies now that are starting to use Raspberry Pi boards as a basis for their product. Like, there was like an electric like a sensor thing that you would basically run it around both phases of your AC voltage, and it would help calculate how much power you're using. That's a Raspberry Pi. I saw something else the other day. It was like advertised as a like lightweight like desktop for like remoting into VMs, and that had a Pi in it. Although I'm trying to think if it actually came with it or not. It might have came with it. Because in some cases that'll come with it. Some cases they'll say, but you need a Raspberry Pi 4. Or something like that, you know. But
well, if you go on HRO and you get one of the Zoom spots, they are still selling them on there. Yeah, you even if you don't need the Zoom board on there, you'll still get a Pi 2W out of it.
Yeah, I need to get one of those. I need to get that for DMR because I have to try playing with it later, but. Last few times I've tried it from the house, I'm just too far from WDIG, which is that's our local DMR repeater. And a lot of places don't even have those, but
I have the hotspots here.
Yeah.
I built my own version of the TGIF one.
Yep. So that probably
he has this, if you go to the TGIF spot, I think it's called.
Right.
Where he was selling them, he has the instructions on how to actually build your own.
For it. Yep. So, you know what? I'm in the same boat you are now, though. I'm in the same boat you are now, where I don't have a ham radio store locally because Universal's gone.
Yeah, whenever I need something, I decide to take a drive down to Delaware and get WHRO down there.
Yep. Yeah, the owner's retired, so.
Where'd the cats go?
They had homed all of their cats except for I think they kept four or something like that.
That's good.
But you know, some of the ones that were at the store, always were Fred and Barbara's. Fred and Barbara Osterman, they're ones who owned the place, but they technically are still a business because they actually still have some things in stock, but not much and no radios. But right now it's mostly books that they don't have left. Yeah.
Selling all their used stuff.
Yep. Actually, I have to look at the used stuff listed yet. But you can't go into them. You just order it. If you can, you can order. If they have it in stock, you can probably order it on the website and they'll send it to you. But they won't even let it. You know, it's not like I could order it and then go pick it up. They would treat me, even though I'm local to them, they would treat me the same as they treat you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I bought one of those true SDRs.
Oh, nice.
I'm waiting for it to come over on the slow boat from China.
Hopefully, I still kind of want a Hack RF. Haven't got that yet. Yeah.
I figure it was assembled. It was $149. I found it.
All right.
So, I mean, not super expensive. Maybe something to play with. But not going to be here till close to the end of the month. That's what it's usually scheduled is, for,
right? Yep.
It's like the 18th to the 21st or 25th, I think they said. So,
well,
inside of a week or two.
I'm going to be buying probably a new laptop bag as part of my Christmas present, and I'm spending some major bucks on it too. I'm going to get a Tom Bin bag that they're made in the United States. In Seattle, to be exact, but I've been eyeing one of their, they have one called the Brain Bag, which can hold possibly more than it has enough space. You can have they have these rail systems that's built into it, and you can buy a different cache or like a padded envelope of sorts, and they mount on these rails so that you can just slide them out. Okay. But there's more than enough room. You could actually probably put 3 or 4 laptops in the bag if you just want to have computer stuff in it. So, but that's all said and done when I kit it out, because I'm going to buy like a 16-inch MacBook cache, because that's going to be the laptop I'm probably going to order. If not Friday, probably next week to replace my Dell for my work machine. And that's going to be the M1 Pro in that one. So I'll switch my work flow around to the Mac, because a lot of our engineers are using Macs now. So I'm just going to switch to that. So I'm going to get 16-inch MacBook sleeve and something they call 40-inch slip, which is basically like a pull-out thing that can have like folders and pens and stuff. You can probably slip like a tablet in there too. Probably something to call they have a product called a snake charmer. I'll probably get one of those. It's basically a container to put all like your chargers and stuff in.
Okay.
So all said and done, probably about $400, but this bag would probably last me the rest of my life. So, because they're that well made, unlike my Victorinox, which is, it's actually still, my Victorinox is still in good shape, but it's just starting to get long in the tooth, you know, and some parts, you know, there's no rips or tears in it, but it's just starting to fade and not look good. So it's time to get something new. That is, unless Google surprises us tomorrow with something in their announcements.
Oh, the second Prime Day?
Well, no, Google is...
Yeah,
it's their Pixel 7 announcement, as well as the Pixel Watch is probably also going to be announced. Pixel Watch I'm probably going to get anyway, because...
The announcement for the second Prime Day?
Well, for Amazon. Every damn time I go into the Amazon app, yeah.
10th to the 13th or something?
Yeah. I don't care about that.
Because the first Prime Day sucked?
Yeah. Prime Day usually sucks.
Oh, yeah, anymore.
So tomorrow is probably going to be Pixel 7, Pixel 7 Pro, as in they're getting real, so they'll start to ship. Not that I'm going to get one of those. I'm perfectly happy with my 6 Pro. And the Pixel Watch. The Pixel Watch is going to range from, I think it's going to be $250 for the Wi-Fi model, and then they're going to have 5G models as well. So I can order probably the Wi-Fi model, because I don't really want to put another device on my cell plan. We have a program, and I think it's up to, I have to look how much, but I'm pretty sure the Pixel Watch in my case will not be too much. So I can order it, and because it's got fitness stuff tied into it, work will pay for it, reimburse me for it with the what they call Thrive Flex is what they call it at our company. So like if it's a health care related thing, all you gotta do is send them the receipt and they'll reimburse you on your paycheck. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's, you got like $400 a year, I think is what it is. It will do like gym memberships, but you literally have to give them a receipt for your payment every month. You know, they won't just, you know, set it up so that you get your gym fees back every month. But I don't care. I don't pay that much from a gym anyway. But something like that is definitely something I could use in my Wise. The Wise watch has not had a firmware update pretty much since I bought it. It's almost like Wise has basically given up on developing for it. It still works, and the app still includes support for it, so that stuff works. But, you know, it's just really...
I haven't worn a watch in, like, 2+ years.
Yeah. And I'm afraid to say it, though, but if Apple brings out an Apple Watch with blood glucose monitoring in it, I'll switch the app to iOS for my phone. Because that's just too convenient. As long as they don't do like I know the new iPhones are SIM-less in the United States. They're all eSIMs.
Yeah.
So
the new ones are, yeah.
I think the Pixel 7 maybe as well, now that I'm thinking about it. I don't honestly care as long as it turns on. But there's these freaks that are freaking out about it. They're taking away another feature. I'm like, you know, the only ones who really care about that are the ones that are swapping phones constantly by popping the SIM out and popping it into the other phone. And it's like, you know, just buy another line if you really have to have two different devices. You know.
Yeah, the two different devices you're probably using a burner anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, like, yeah, or buy like a plan like from Patriot Mobile or something like that, or whatever, you know, an MVNO. But no, and we know though that Google is working on a new Android tablet finally, so we'll have to see if they make anything more clear tomorrow on when that's going to come out. Because, you know, if that comes out and the price is right, I might pick one of those up, or maybe just switch back to Android, depending on what the OS looks like and all that stuff. Because I know Android tablets, the only ones worth buying now are, like, Samsung's. And if you just don't care how it performs, maybe an Amazon Fire tablet. Every one of the Amazon tablets I've ever played with has had horrible performance.
Yeah.
Every single one. The one I own, because I do have a 7, not the most current 7, but the previous generations. It's just awful. I can't use it. I don't like it.
Bought one of those kids ones at the last Prime Day sale.
Did he bust it yet?
No, not yet. But it only runs one thing, so it's a, you know,
right.
The only thing it's on there is ABC mouse. So and that works perfectly fine for him. But yeah, my problem with you know Android tablets in general is so. Even with the Nexus ones that were out, I had the 7, I think it was, which is a beautiful tablet. It was just the right size for reading and everything like that. And then they pushed the upgrade and they killed the motherfucker.
Yep.
I was like, you know, it was snappy. It worked really good. And I think when they went to 5, I think it was Android 5 at that point. But it was the one they upgraded, and all of a sudden it was like, my God, I'm waiting like 5 minutes after I push something just to be able to see it come up. I'm like, and I've done absolutely nothing to this other than do the upgrade.
Yeah.
And even when I did find, I forget what model or what version I put on there. You know, one of the alternate things that supposedly stripped out all the crap that Google put in there. It still runs like crap. It was a little faster, but... Oh. You know, if all I was going to do is use it for, like, you know, reading, then, you know, you could wait a couple moments for the fact that, you know, Google Books took 5 minutes to come up, you know. But that's right. It. I was like, damn, this is a perfectly good tablet that you just destroyed. And I've only had it for, like, 8 months at that point. So, I mean, it's like, you know, it wasn't even that old. That was the only reason I ended up going to the Apple stuff. It was like I wanted something that would like stick around long enough for me to use it. Yeah. I've got a Samsung. It was one of the first 10 inches that came out.
Right.
Within a year, it was unusable. It just didn't, they push upgrades on it and boom, it just, it goes to fucking hell. Like, can you not get that, at least that much right?
Right.
And that's partially, I've got the blame on Samsung and Google at that point. But Christ's sakes, people don't want to buy a fucking tablet and then have to get rid of it in 6 months. I mean, I know that's perfect for them, but we'll guarantee it for 2 years. I'd like something that's a little bit longer than that.
Yeah. I mean, I get,
don't give me the latest stuff if it's an old version, but right. Don't fucking destroy the motherfucker too.
Right.
Well, what did the update do that bricked it?
I have no clue what it did, but it went from a relatively fine tablet to something that you'd fire up and it'd be just like even just opening up like a browser, I'd be like, okay, what's happening here? I'm opening up the Google browser, the Chrome browser it was on there, and it would just take forever.
Yeah,
I don't know what was done to it, what they did differently on the damn thing. But in my view, it fucking ruined it.
Yeah, I don't remember that with mine. Granted, I have been using it for a while, but now, the one thing I can say about go ahead.
What were you going to say? What?
I have two iPads. The one I use all the time, which is my Air 4. Then I have the first one I bought, which is the 2017 basic iPad. Both of them are capable of running the latest iOS on iPad OS on them once it finally releases. So, and technically my 17's already running it because I'm using I've got it running the beta, and they both work fantastically still. Even my older one works great. So, and I guarantee you, both of those, well, at least my Air 4, I'm not so sure about the 2017, but when 17 releases, I bet you they'll both run that too. And that's one thing you can say about Apple is that if you want to buy one and not have to buy one for 5 years, you can do that.
Yeah, and that's and I think that should be all of them. Yeah, I understand. Don't give me the latest stuff if it's not going to run, but at least make sure it runs on the older versions.
Yep, or at least continue to put out security updates for it.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the Astroglide 5G for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Slide right into that one, there, Dan.
Yeah. So. I was like reading through this thing and it looks really cool. Don't get me wrong. And would I like to have one? Absolutely. But it is way out of my price range. It's $1,000.
Not to mention.
No, it's not.
Are you looking at the Indiegogo page, which ended in 2020?
Oh, well, it still says it's available.
Yeah, it is. It's available. You go to their planet. Planetcom.co.uk and switch to US dollars and it's $1,041.
I clicked on the Indiegogo and it says express checkout and it says $566.
I don't know, I'm on their website and they have it for pre-order at $1,000. Either way. So here are my concerns about it, though. I think it's cool. The keyboard, I can't get a good video picture of the keyboard of somebody actually typing on it other than, it looks like they're using it like a standard phone keyboard where they're typing with their thumbs. So I would be interested to know how comfortable and easy it is to type on that keyboard.
Oh, it probably sucks to type on it.
Yeah. So that, like, that right there almost, like, I don't know. And also, I can't get a it says it runs Android 11. But
two versions behind.
Is it like Android 11 or is it the open source Android 11?
AOSP, right?
Yeah, that you can't run the Google Play Store on there, so therefore you're going to have to figure out ways to get certain apps on there that you might want to get, which is fine. That is fine. I'm just like, I don't know. Now, they say you can run the Office apps, Microsoft Office apps on Android for Android.
Web version, yeah.
Yep.
And you can also run their Planet PDA software.
Okay, and yeah, I'm looking at that page also, and it says platform OS currently supporting Android OS, planned support for Sailfish, Linux Debian, and Linux Kali. So right. It does not yet support Linux.
Well, yeah, and so the thing is, they have like an option. Like, then one of the other things is a multi-boot. They have multi-boot application on there, which will allow you to repartition it and install Linux and multi-boot with Android. That looks pretty cool. But again, I'm like, is this going to be one of those things where you're going to end up with the what is it? The OSP? What is it called? The Android OS?
Android Open Source Project. By the looks of one of the screenshots, though, I see Google on it.
I but is that like?
I see the Play Store as well. Yep.
And if so, I mean, that you know, either way, I would really like to know whether you're actually getting Android and how compatible is it with carriers in the U.S.
That's also a key problem with that.
Well,
yeah.
They were saying on the website that it did work with T-Mobile.
And I would expect that if it was going to work with any of them, T-Mobile
actually,
would
here
be
you
the
go.
One.
It says,
yeah,
Astro,
USA,
the Astro,
tested on T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon Network. So it works on those.
Yep.
Which is that's pretty. You know, it looks awesome. I mean. But I look
I'm
at
real
that
hesitant.
And say, yeah, I look at that and say that's $1,000. It's kind of small. It's trying to fill that niche between a phone and a laptop, and it would be cool to have.
Yeah.
But my eyes are getting shittier and shittier every year.
my thing with you know at $600, it was kind of a cool idea, but
right.
At $1,000, the problem is.
No.
You're not going to get updates.
Yep. That's what I'm worried about with all of it. You know, I mean, the only way that you're going to get Linux updates on it is if there's a community that forms around it to support it. And at that amount of dollars, that ain't going to happen. You know, if I'm spending that much on something like that, I'd rather get, a modern version of a netbook is what I'd prefer. You know, with a modern processor in it. But
this
you know.
Looks to me like it would be a cool thing to have for about a year, 2 years. Then it would start getting old.
Yeah.
And outdated.
Yep.
Which it will still run and probably do a lot of the stuff. It'd end up like the Jide.
Yep.
Love it to death. But man, if only it was still.
It says estimated shipping this month too.
Well, and they are the same team that put out the Gemini PDA, which was cool, and it looks like they're still selling it for like sub $400. But that's an aging device at this point.
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm afraid. Like I almost pulled the trigger and bought the Pinebook Pro, but then I thought, wait a minute. It already feels like it's old just by looking at its specs. And it takes too long to do these things. That's like I was looking at the R Finder B1. Alan knows what that is. It's I don't know how many. It's what, Android 9. You know, so it's like four versions behind. It's like, yeah, no.
I keep getting emails from them saying, you know, they do a device swap now. You can turn in a compatible phone, and they'll give you a couple $100 off of it. Like, you're getting a phone that does all the other stuff too, but your system is so far behind. There's no more security stuff for it.
Wait, who's that?
Our Finder B1, which is essentially an Android phone plus a DMR, DMR and analog radio.
Oh.
So.
You don't need the latest greatest, baby.
Damn straight I do. If I give a shit about security.
Ah.
But yeah, I mean,
I look at that and I say that's the problem I see on the like we're talking about with the Android side of things versus the
iOS
side of things.
Yeah. Like, what I'm saying is, you're getting cheaper
and more variety, but it's, you know, it's,
you can buy a refurb iPhone that can still run the latest OS on it. I mean, you know, you can buy three versions behind an iPhone 12 Pro Max, and you can probably get it fairly cheaply, and it's going to run iOS 16 on it. Is it going to have all the cool features that the iPhone 14 Pro Max has? No. But
it'll still work. It's still supported.
Yep. And there's that. So, I mean, you know, I still have my work phone's still an iPhone 11, and it still does the job. It runs iOS 16. I upgraded to it, and it works wonderfully for what I do on it, which ain't much. You know, it runs Okta, the Okta Authenticator. That's what it runs. Primarily.
I had to put that on my phone just to be able to get into work.
Yeah. I don't want to put it on my personal phone. See, that's the other thing. I could have done that, but then it would have been my phone would have been pulled into the corporate control, so that if they wanted to, they could basically erase my phone.
I don't think I have anything. It's just the authentication app is all I have on there.
Yep. And I use it like when I do, because eventually we are probably going to have an in-person meeting at some point, hopefully next year. But I'll definitely use it then, probably more than others. And then I did use it my wife wanted me to take her to her doctor's appointment. She didn't want to go by herself. So I took my laptop and stuff with me. I set up in a coffee shop downstairs while she went upstairs. Mostly she just wanted someone to ride with, you know. And I took a phone call in front of a cafe, you know. Had to go outside to do that. But mostly because the cafe had some music bumping, you know, and that would have came over my Zoom. But actually, speaking of that, I did buy some new headphones because my primary
anything good
set well my primary set failed last week, and I've got it actually a replacement for that coming back, but I had to have one right away.
What was your primary set?
Avantree AH6B.
How'd they fail? Yeah.
Microphone stopped working. Period. The headphones themselves were great still, but the microphone down, and they're only a couple months old, so I took a chance and have them ship me a warranty replacement. But I bought a Anker Soundcore Q20.
Does that come, the AH6B, does that come with a base station?
No.
Or is it just Bluetooth? Oh, yeah, Bluetooth.
Just okay. Bluetooth, yeah. Yep. So, I like those, and they're the best ones I've ever had.
But just the microphone quit working?
Yep.
Send them in, I'll give them to my son.
No, I have to send them back to
the company. Okay, yeah, you gotta send them back to work.
Yep, so I have to send them back, and they'll the replacement's being replaced under warranty. But the SoundCore one, though, I kind of like a couple things about them. It has the microphone built into the headphones, which is nice. And it has really, really good noise blanking on it.
Cancellation?
Yeah, noise cancellation. Thank you. Yes, yes. If the air conditioner is running and I put my headphones on with them powered on, I can't hear the air conditioning anymore. So that's really, really good. And they are the kind that completely cover your ear. They don't just sit on top of it, you know, so it has like a foam thing going around your ear. So far as comfort goes, they're warm. Yeah. I mean, they're comfortable, but they're just, your ears get sweaty. So, you know, if you're the kind of don't like that, then I wouldn't go with these. But for what I use them for, and they have a 40-hour battery life. I had to charge them maybe once a week. So, but I really like them. I've tried them with my phone too. They work good there. So I may make these I always, because I rely on Zoom constantly for working at home. I always make sure I have two functioning Bluetooth headsets charged up every day. So that way, if one dies, I can switch to the other, you know, and not miss a beat. And they have to be, in my case, they have to be Bluetooth or wireless of some sort, because I need to be able to walk when I'm wearing them, you know, walk around the office or something. So
I have a set of Bose, but in-ear ones, the sports model, but they're wired, and it's I use those all the time, but I don't move around that much. My only complaint is that they could be another foot longer with the cable. It would be perfect.
Yeah. Now, see, both this anchor...
Get extension cables.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, the problem is I don't want to put, like, you know, a 20-foot extension cable. I only need really a foot.
But you can get 1-foot extension cables out of the 4-pin.
Yep. Yeah, you have to find something. Now, like I said, it's just that in between, you know, it's probably perfect if you have your phone on your hip all day long,
yeah,
or you're jogging or something like that. It's probably perfect at that point, but unless you have your laptop directly in front of you, and you're working that way, you know, because my laptop is off to the side, and then I have a monitor in front of me. It's just enough room to get to where I'm going, but like if I have to like move my head or lean either way. It's like I got to pull one headphone out at least to do it.
Yep.
I definitely prefer the Bluetooth, but I'm not going to hook the Bluetooth up to my computer.
Yeah.
For that, I have the 2.4 gigahertz headsets.
Yep. Now, the one I'm using right now is that with the little dongle, and it works pretty well, but it has pretty shit range. Both Bluetooth sets have a better range for me. And the other ones that I have... on both these, I have both the Anchor and the Avantrees. If the battery does go flat, I can plug them into the laptop because they came with cables for that. So,
this one, which is what is it, the Razer Nari Ultimate? It'll work with a 3.5 millimeter jack. I just don't know if it has a 4-pole or a 3-pole for that. So it's not like I don't have cables with inline mics that I could use.
Right. Correct.
So if the battery does die, and the other nice thing about this one is it'll do pass through.
Yeah.
So I can charge it while using it.
That's a good thing too.
Walk around, and the distance is more than enough for me to walk around my garage. But with the metal door, I can't go very far into like my kitchen before it cuts out.
Yep. But now I prefer, like, of the two that I have, I prefer the Avantre one just because it has the boom mic on it. There's no the mic on the Anchor one is kind of built into the headphones, so I'm not getting any complaints audio wise, so that's good. I just have yet to find the perfect one for Zoom calls. To be honest, I would say none of the ones I have are perfect, but they work, you know. And I know some people really swear by the Apple EarPod, whatever their over the head one, which I don't know. I have a hard time wanting to spend that much money on a headphone set. I don't care what kind of chips you have in it.
Yeah, I mean, I usually buy them broken and fix them. Like, I definitely didn't pay that much for the Snari headset. And all it needed was, because it came with the USB dongle, which is actually the difficult part to get. And all it needed was repaired to the dongle, and it worked just fine. So.
In fact, my replacement might be here today. I just hadn't had time to go out into the kitchen when I got home.
Yeah, I'd love to have a second 2.4 gigahertz headset, so I'm working on that one.
But Zoom is my lifeblood. I'm on Zoom hours a day, so.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we got to wrap it up.
Yep.
Alan's got to get to sleep.
Yeah. Even though I'm work from home, I still got to get some sleep.
Right. And kids are going to get you up early.
Pretty much. Anymore.
Well, your oldest, is he in first grade now?
First grade, yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right.
I just found out today that my... The little guy who was my ring bearer at my wedding, he welcomed
he's
to this
world.
He's a senior
citizen now.
No, he's not that, but he is married, and he and his wife just had a baby.
Well, congratulations.
Baby girl. And she's beautiful. I don't know. I probably won't meet her till she's walking.
All right. Well, everybody have a good one. Don't work too hard, Joe.
I try not to.
Yeah, so here we are, your promos, and we'll see you all next week. Take it away.
I am short.
Oh my God.
It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, and that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello. My name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
Can we talk about sensor computers? Can we talk about multi-
Why does that one keep coming up every time? What am I playing wrong?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe I... Okay, I think I know it. Okay. There we go. We'll finish this off.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
You were making egg foo young in the kitchen. Sushi.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I gotta figure out what I'm eating.
Yeah, I need to get a snack.
After your McDonald's?
Yeah. That's just because I just didn't get the big burger. Just regular cheeseburgers. The cheap one.
Have like a salad or something.
Well, I have to have the stuff to make a salad, which I don't right now.
DoorDash it.
I found salads that I like the DoorDash anymore.
Right, you can pay $7 for a McDonald's salad.
They actually have salads still? Last time I looked, they didn't.
I have no clue. I can't tell you the last time I actually got something from McDonald's.
You know, I'm not happy about it, but it was quick and cheap. I did get some of that Little Debbie ice cream.
Oh, I haven't had the Little Debbie ice cream. Jackie's been getting the lemon-flavored moon pies.
Ooh, that actually sounds good.
And she says, did you know that you're actually supposed to microwave those?
Really?
Yeah, all the moon pies, you're supposed to microwave them for a few seconds. Evidently, it gets rid of that plasticky taste.
I don't eat moon pies that often.
It makes them gooey.
I love moon pies.
They are good, yeah.
I've had a lot of Halo Top lately.
Yeah. That's the best Halo tasting non-ice cream. Yeah. That's the best low-carb ice cream there is, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Now, no, the Little Debbie ones, I had the Pumpkin Delight one.
How's the weather up there in the Lehigh Valley?
Yeah, well, the remnants of that storm's been languishing for freaking 4 days. Finally, it's moving out today.
Well, that's nice.
I was going to say, when I was outside just before, when I was taking out the garbage, I was like, wow, I can actually see the sky and not clouds. Yeah,
the sun came out. We didn't burst into flames.
Yeah.
Did you get a lot of rain?
The last day we did. Like, the last 3-4 days, it was like just drizzling on and off, you know?
Yeah.
But yesterday was heavy. And overnight it was a little heavy.
We didn't get much rain, but we got a lot of wind, and it blew a lot of stuff down. They actually closed schools Monday, because they were concerned of the potential for the tidal flooding reaching 6.9 feet, which was higher than when Sandy came through, and just to raise caution, because a good portion of the district is either at or below sea level. So when it floods, it floods. Luckily, not us. We're pretty high up. What were you going to say, Alan?
I was going to say, if it floods at my house, we got bigger problems. I'm pretty much high up from the river there.
I remember before I moved down here, like every year they were having massive floods coming through.
Through Easton,
Downton. Yeah. Is that still happening on a regular basis?
They get high water, but they haven't had anything really good in the past couple of years.
A long time. Yeah. It's been a long time. At least 10 years.
I like how you put it, really good. I don't think the people down there would categorize that as really good.
Well, the last time I saw any water coming up on the road was down on Larry Holmes Drive, and it was basically just bubbling up through the storm drains.
Okay.
At that point. But it really didn't amount to anything. Yeah, it wasn't like when, you know, McDonald's was underwater down there a couple of times.
Yeah, it's like I think, like, I remember that. That was before Link
was
even
moved.
That
was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. 15 years ago. 15 years ago, easy.
Yeah.
There's on YouTube, there's a feed that keeps popping up. It's a channel that does a lot of restoration videos, and they've been hammering on the Eastern ones lately, from like the floods from the 50s and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's actually pretty neat, you know. Neat to see all the old stuff there, and people doing just like they do now. You know, it's like, oh, it's flooded. Let's walk right up to where the flood level is and stand there and have a picnic, you know? Which is basically what they did the last time that flooded down in Easton. Like, how close can you get before the cops turn you away?
Instagram's big for this, but have you ever, like, started looking around at old photos from this, you know, early 90s and earlier, like 80s, 70s, 60s of the Lehigh Valley, like the different malls and stuff? And downtown Easton and stuff.
There's videos on YouTube of like the last time it like flooding back in the 50s when the Free Bridge, the Phillipsburg Easton Free Bridge was damaged. It was like 1955, I think. And it was from a remnant of a hurricane and debris was coming down the river and then it damaged the bridge and it like broke in a couple of sections.
Wow.
Yeah, let me see if I can
there's stuff on YouTube. You can find it.
Yeah, let's see if I can find that one station that has everything. Like 19 King, 14 Film to Video Memories and Service. Odd name, but they do a lot of restoration videos. You know, they get the old, I guess they probably buy the old film, you know, like, you know, flea markets and shit, and just go, you know, digitize it all and clean it up.
Wait, is this a YouTube channel?
This is a YouTube channel. Yeah, it's called 19 King 14, and then Film to Video Memories and Services.
Is that all Lehigh Valley?
No, it's all over. They have stuff all over. Like, for some odd reason, in the recommended section of YouTube, there's like, it wants me to see this Chicago one. I don't know why, but it's like this one will not go away. But yeah, the Easton ones pop up there every now and then. They actually have some interesting ones.
Bum, bum, bum. And that's, you're talking about the flooding videos.
That's, they had the flooding video ones. You gotta put up with like the super cuts because it was like, you know, you back in that time you wound up camera, so you basically get like 30 seconds worth of pictures and you had to start over again, you had to rewind it. So the last one I watched was like, you know, even when you get used to like how they, you know, quickly cut things in video now, mm-hmm. like everything's like a 5 second tape. And this one here is like, oh my god, this is even too fast, even for that. Because as soon as you get interested in like, oh, where's that at now? It's like, boom, one to another spot.
I'll take it. Is this video the before video? Before the flooding? Because people are fishing from that bridge.
They have one, like I said, they have ones from all different times. Let me get back to the YouTube.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Schmitz and A-Treat signs.
Oh, yeah. A-Treat signs. So we had there was one that was like, you know, you get to see they were like walking up around like College Hill area.
For some reason, I expected it to be in black and white, but it's not.
No, most of them are color.
Yeah. Big old oil barrel rolling around in the eddy, going right out of town in that river. Wow, look at that poor guy's house. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I wonder how long it takes to clean that up.
debris. Probably a while.
Like, the whole area is flooded. People are just going about their business. Where they can. Or standing around watching it.
Yeah, just watching the river. Like I said, you know, it's like they break out the picnic and just like, you know.
Yeah, and they're fishing in it.
I'm not sure what the hell you get in, like, a flood. You really get that many fish out of that. I'm not totally sure.
Man, that bridge was... Whoa, look at all that crap piled on that bridge. Wow. Yeah, and it is damaged. Look at that.
Well, I think it's the free bridge is down there is actually the third iteration of it. So,
oh man, it did. It broke it like right in the middle, didn't it? That's a pretty cool video.
Yeah, there's some interesting ones on there. There were some ones up there from, like, you know, Allentown and Bethlehem parades up there. They had on there from the early 60s.
Yeah, I like to look at those. Just like look at the buildings and stuff that were there and what shops were in them. And...
Yeah, even though it was like some of the flood ones when they, you know, when they're looking like down Northampton Street and stuff.
Yeah, there's a Pet Boys.
Yeah,
Coastal Radio Service Company. Epstein's National Clothier? Epstein's National Clothier, yeah. Look at that. Cool stuff. Well, not the flood, but...
not so much yeah, the flood,
yeah. Yeah, not the flood. That kind of sucks. Oh, man, that bridge took a beating. Joe, it took a beating! Joe's like, I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
Yep, not a clue.
Some dumpy town in Pennsylvania that floods with A Treat and Schmidt signs.
Yep.
Did you get the big old 2 liter bottles of, like, glass 2 liter bottles of A Treat back in the day?
Oh, I had those, yeah.
Yeah. Straight from the distributor. Not the distributor.
We were down in White House in Jersey still, so in just White House. I just remember having to take the returns all the time when I worked in the store.
Yeah, the A-Tree bottling plant was on, there was one on Union Boulevard.
Union Boulevard, yeah.
Yeah, my dad used to stop in there after work, or going to work or whatever, get cases of A-Tree.
It's still a good soda.
It's hit or miss down here. I haven't seen it in a long time, but some, like, of the less popular convenience stores, like, might carry it. I think, like, Happy Shopper or Tiny Giant, but I never see it in Wawa or Royal Farms or I don't think Sheetz has it down here. But I don't go to Sheetz. 7-Eleven. I never see it in 7-Eleven either.
Gotta be a Wawa or nothing, man.
Yeah, what?
It's a Wawa or nothing, but actually, I shouldn't say Sheetz is not too bad, but Wawa's easier for me. Much closer.
Yeah, I was just talking to my wife about this the other day. If I have to get gas or I want to stop and get something to drink or something, like, Wawa is 7 minutes down the road. Right. But in between Wawa and my house, there are 2 7-Elevens and a Happy Shopper. And the Happy Shopper has gas and one of the 7-Elevens has gas. And I won't stop at either one. I'll just go right to Wawa. I will go out of my way to go to Wawa before 7-Eleven or anything else.
It's that good.
They always seem to be having hoagie fest.
Wawa is where everybody's politely holds the door for you and tries to kill you in the parking lot.
Do you guys have Oh, what are they? Did they do the chalupas up there?
They may. I don't really get. I don't really eat too much in there. Once in a while, I'll get a hoagie. That's about it.
Because usually if I'm going to get some from there, it's usually a hoagie. But I did try one of their chalupas once, and it was pretty good. And after 4 o'clock, they do burgers and fries in the, down here too.
But yeah, I never they do had that up one. Here, but I've never had that. Now it's like. I try to not eat fast food, although sometimes, we got so much shit going on, it's the only thing we can't eat. And tonight was Burger King. I was like, I'm going to be feeling this later. Be regretting it in a little while.
All right, so this is episode 974. Did Joel say he wasn't coming on tonight, or is he...
Eating late? Are we still doing bets with that?
We haven't done that in a while. What do you think you have for dinner today? What do we say?
I don't know. Does he still do the pizza? I've been off it for so long. I forget what he used to get.
You know what? I don't recall him saying he had pizza in a while. Joe, do you recall him mentioning pizza? Well, I guess I got Joe. Well, I guess, I'm going to say Uber Eats McDonald's.
There you go.
What do you say, Alan?
We have to go fast food.
It's got to be fast food delivered by Grubhub or Uber Eats or whatever.
Okay, well, then I have to go with, like, Burger King because I don't know what else would be down there. I think we've only ever ordered from Grubhub once, and that was Chipotle.
So, do you think he's Ubering? What else is DoorDash, Uber, or Grubhub? What do you think, Alan?
I'll go wild. I'll say Grubhub and Chipotle. I don't know if there's a Chipotle in Ohio or not.
Oh, you're canceling the Burger King.
Yeah, I'm canceling the Burger King. I want to go out on the limb. We'll see whether or not it works.
Pat, did you want to chime in?
I'm going to say some kind of a chicken dish.
Did you want to...
grilled chicken, maybe?
Are we guessing what Joel had for supper?
What Joel got for supper and what service delivered it to him? What service, Pat?
Grubhub.
He's probably right. A chicken sandwich. But I'm going to say McDonald's. And Uber Eats.
You think it was a McDonald's chicken sandwich?
Yep.
I got to change mine then. Well, not change it. I'm going to clarify it. Uber Eats, McDonald's, Quarter Pounder.
Will it be a Quarter Pounder or a Quarter Pounder with cheese? That's that Quarter Pounder fromage or whatever it was.
Wait, do they do Quarter Pounders with? I mean, isn't a Quarter Pounder with cheese like what it is? Or do you have to specifically order it with cheese?
I don't know. I don't eat Quarter Pounders, but I thought it was one way or the other. You have it with cheese or without.
You know who would know?
I could be wrong because I don't, like I said, I don't really pay attention to that stuff.
Joel would know.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think so. Let's see their menu. Burgers. Yeah, I only see a quarter pounder with cheese. You're right. They do say quarter pounder with cheese, but I don't see a quarter pounder without cheese listed on their menu.
But you can always say plain.
Yeah, you can. They
won't put stuff on. Yeah.
But I was just thinking, like, when it's on the menu, like, if you order a quarter pounder, they're probably going to give you a quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Unless you specify. Well, you could get a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Everybody wants the double.
Although, it doesn't look like you can get a double quarter pounder with cheese deluxe or a double quarter pounder with cheese and bacon. But I'm sure you could probably request that and they'll give it to you.
Way too much familiarity with that menu, Dan.
No, because I'm looking at it. Okay. I'm looking at it online. I was going to say, you know what? He might actually be getting the cactus plant flea market box.
What the fuck
cactus
is that?
Cactus plant flea market box. It is the adult Happy Meal that McDonald's is now offering.
Oh yeah, I've heard about those.
But it's
oh, the adult Happy Meal is now available.
Yes, the cactus plant flea market box. You can get a 10-piece chicken McNugget or a Big Mac combo meal.
I have to look at that because I did want to get one of those to see what it was like.
Yeah, I'm not a big McDonald's fan anymore, but I might get one just for the whole
I'm with you. McDonald's sucks now. It's terrible. Yeah. My kid likes it, and once in a while I'll order from it. It's garbage.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty terrible meal, and I know it, but still.
You know what?
Fun once.
You take that Big Mac out of there, you throw it away, and eat the cardboard box.
Tastes about the same, I'm sure.
Yeah, pretty close, yeah. We gotta make sure the box has the grease on it, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I do like the flavor of McDonald's. I don't like the feeling of McDonald's after the flavor.
Oh, the greasy...
The aftertaste.
The after effects, too. The not too... the bloated, queasy... What did I do feeling?
Why did I do this?
All right, we start the show here. What episode is it? I forgot already. 270. Is it? I thought 274 was last week. It's 974. Oh, yeah, I thought 974 was last week, but it was 973. Okay. All right. You ready? Here we go. We gave Joel enough time. He didn't show up. He'll come barreling in right in the middle of Joel. Right in the middle of when Joe is telling us about something. Right, Joe?
Seems likely.
Yes. All right. 974. Here we go. 5,